So as you've just heard, the reading this morning is from Colossians chapter 4. If you find the words that I read are a little different from your black Bible, it is because I'm reading out of the New Living Translation. Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. Devote yourselves to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart. Pray for us too, that God will give us many opportunities to speak about his mysterious plan concerning Christ. That is why I am here in chains. Pray that I will proclaim this message as clearly as I should. So this is God's word to us and God's word for us.
Father God, we ask now that you'd help us all to concentrate. Father, we ask that you'd be with us and we ask that you'd fill us, that we'd be prepared, we'd be ready to live and speak for Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. Great. Okay, guys, I need your help this morning. Do we think we can pay extra attention and listen really well for a few minutes? Great. Who is going to school tomorrow? Anyone going to school tomorrow? A few people. Teachers as well, that includes you. Happy days. Maybe you've been getting ready for school. I've got my bag packed here. Can someone help me? Can you come and find out what one thing's in here? What sort of things might you find in there? Perfect. Okay, we've got paper. Who has had to go and buy paper for school? Yeah, every year. So much paper. Perfect, go sit down. Thank you. Great, so we've got paper in there. What else we got? Marianne, can you help? Thanks. Thank you. Great. A pencil case full of pens, all sorts of different things. One of these, a Dreieck. We did not need these in Grundschule, in primary school when we were at school. Great. Pencil case. What else? Can you come? Perfect. Thank you. What else might you find in there? A crown. Perfect, thank you. A crown. Why do you think there'd be a crown in a bag, in a school bag? Go on, Aaron. Any thoughts? No idea. Go online. Because Jesus is the King. Jesus is Lord. And we take that with us to school because we remember that he is Lord over our summer. He is Lord over our today. He's Lord at home. He's Lord at school. He's Lord of your tomorrow. We're getting ready for school and for tomorrow. Today is the final in our series called Just for Starters. We've been thinking over the last few weeks about the foundations of Christian life. What does it mean to be a Christian? How do you keep growing as a Christian? And this morning we are thinking. So last week we thought about how we meet together as God's people. This week we're thinking about how God sends us out into the world. Some of us he's sending to school tomorrow. Some of us he's sending into work. Some of us he's sending to all sorts of different places. In each one of those, today we are thinking about being ready to live and speak with Jesus as our Lord. So I want you to think now. Picture where you're going to be tomorrow. Can you see, maybe it's a room you're going to be in, maybe it's a chair you're going to sit in, but a space that you're going to be tomorrow. Jesus is Lord there. Jesus is Lord there. And if he is Lord in that place, then we want to be ready to live for him and ready to speak of him, because he is Lord. Colossians 4 verse 5, walk in wisdom towards outsiders, making the best use of the time. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer each person. Great. I need another volunteer. You get to hold that for me. Perfect. We are thinking about walking in wisdom. Put your hands up if you're going to cross a road tomorrow. I imagine most of us will. How do you cross a road? Sorry? You cross a road, okay, like a chicken maybe. You could just cross the road. Perfect. You look, right? You look left, you look right, you look left again, you listen. You're wise as you cross the road. You're wise as you walk across the road. We want to be wise as we walk, as we live for Jesus. We've got to be careful and thoughtful as we cross the road. We want to be even more wise as we live for Jesus, don't we? Because he is so much more important. Wisdom means knowing Jesus better. It means knowing who you are if you're a Christian, knowing what that means for you in your life more. Wisdom means knowing the gospel more and more. Earlier on in Colossians, Paul has said that all of the treasures of wisdom are found in Jesus. We want to walk in wisdom. We want to live for Jesus. As we go through life, we learn lots of new things. This summer, I learned how to make maple syrup and bacon ice cream. And I can tell you, it was as tasty as it sounds. And I think that's really, really tasty. like pancakes. This summer, I also learned that you should never feed an alligator. Should I tell you why? Because alligators, when they're eating, if they look at you, they associate you with food. Unfortunately, I learned this after we fed some alligators. So if you happen to go to Gator Golf in Florida and show them a picture of me, they might start licking their lips. We keep learning about Jesus. We keep learning about who he has saved us to be. We want to keep growing in wisdom about Jesus. Walking is about the way that we live, the things you do, the thoughts that you have, your priorities, your manner of life, your conduct, how we respond in different situations. So how you respond at a job interview, how you respond when your teacher tells you you're late and you got a spelling test. Wisdom is about knowing what your priorities are. Walking in wisdom is all about reorienting your life around Jesus Christ as your Lord. That means knowing that as a Christian, your life is hidden with Jesus. If you're trusting Jesus, then he has saved you. He has transferred you out of darkness and brought you into his marvelous light. If you're trusting in Jesus, he has saved you from your sin. He has forgiven you. He died on the cross. He took the judgment and the punishment that you deserved. He bore it so you don't have to. He saved us to be together with him. He has set us free to serve him. He is transforming us for his glory. We want to walk wisely. We walk wisely. That is just as true on a Sunday as it is on a Monday, because Jesus is just as lordly as he is today as he will be tomorrow. Christians are expected to be with non-Christians. We gather together on a Sunday, but God puts us in the world. He says, walk in wisdom towards outsiders. We don't cut ourselves off. It's easy to be in a Christian bubble. If you're a Christian, you've been a Christian for a little while. Maybe you're increasing, your friends are Christians. It's easy to become just quite isolated from others who don't believe in Jesus. And it can be so easy to fill our lives just with Christians. We have no room left for others. We've got to work hard at that. We need to work against it. We need to be active and proactive with neighbours and colleagues and friends and family. We don't cut ourselves off, but we walk in wisdom. Our life as Christians, it's not constrained to just with each other. Some of those things that we want to do, we're told to walk in compassion. We're told to walk in a manner worthy of the gospel. We're told to clothe ourselves with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. Walking in wisdom means making the best use of the time. I don't know how old you are. If you're 30, then based on Germany's average life expectancy, you have got about 590 months left in your life. And maybe that sounds like a really long time. Maybe it sounds like a terrifyingly short amount of time. I imagine you can get quite a lot done in that time. You will spend about a third of that sleeping, if you're fortunate, anyway. You'll spend about a third of that working. Depending on when you retire, that means you have about 250 months of your life free to do with you will. How are you going to use them? Walk in wisdom, making the best use of the time. That is assuming Jesus doesn't come back before you die, which he may well do. Kids, as you go back to school, remember, Jesus is Lord at school. That means he is always with you. That means when you are lonely or afraid, he is with you. That means he is always there as your Lord. When I was at school, I had one of those bracelets that said WWJD on. What would Jesus do? And the idea was it was to make you think about how Jesus would respond in that situation, how you could live for Jesus in whatever situation you're in. We are to walk in wisdom. We're to walk in wisdom in the classroom. We're to walk in wisdom in the office. How can I live for Jesus with my friends? We want to be ready to live for Jesus. We walk in wisdom. We live for Jesus. And that leads to conversations about Jesus. Whether it's at the water cooler and your colleague says, do you have water coolers in Germany? Your colleague comes up to you and asks, what did you do at the weekend? That is an opportunity to speak of Jesus. We want to live for Jesus. We want to be ready to speak of Jesus. Colossians 4 verse 6, let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. A gracious speech is literally, let your word always be in grace. Understanding God's grace, who you are in Jesus as a Christian, affects you in every single way. It affects the life we live. It affects the way that we speak. Are you a Christian? Do you know Jesus? Then his grace will change you. Your words will be affected by him. Your thoughts will be shaped by him. This is speech flavored with the knowledge of your God's grace. Now that means there will be some words that we don't say. There'll be some things that we don't say, we don't join in with. That will be hard at times. That means that there are some things that we do say, because we want to move towards people. We want to extend kindness to the bully. It means the grace of God will affect how we talk. Now, notice, this isn't a command to the evangelists. This is written to just normal, everyday Christians. Christians who find it hard to believe, Christians who find it hard to live for Jesus, Christians who are in all sorts of different situations, husbands and wives, single, masters, servants, bosses and employees. Whether you're a teacher or whether you're a student. It's not about telling the gospel to every person at all times, but it is about saying something about Jesus when that time comes. When the person does ask you, what did you do yesterday? And you think, how am I going to answer that? There's a balance, isn't there? I was speaking with someone recently about this. We're to live for Jesus. Maybe you've got a job to do. We have a role to play. But at the same time, we're there to speak of Jesus. We want to do our jobs well, but we need to do our. But we need to make sure our words are being shaped too. We have to do verse 5 as well as verse 6. If you spend all of your time at school talking, what is your teacher going to do? Going to get you in trouble. I'm glad you've learned that before you started. Excellent. Well done. It's going to get you in trouble. But at the same time, so we need to be good students, we need to be good employees, do our jobs well, we're to live for Jesus, but we're also to speak of Jesus when the time comes. It's more about accepting the openings rather than making them. Did you see that being ready is about a habit? We like routines, I imagine tomorrow morning will be a shock for lots of us. It will be for us. We do not like early starts. We've been used to getting up later. We're out of practice. It comes less naturally to us. But we need to get into a routine again for school. Verse 6, let your speech always be gracious, always seasoned with salt, so that you can be ready, so that you can answer. We don't want to say the wrong thing. We want to be prepared. Should be ready to tell others about Jesus, the greatest treasure that we have. We live for Jesus. We speak of Jesus because Jesus is Lord of all. Let me pray. Father God, we do thank you that in Jesus you have given us the only thing that we need. Father, we thank you that life is all about knowing Jesus. And so we pray that you'd help us as we go about our week this week to live for him and to speak of him. In Jesus' name, amen.